This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Steakhouse Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Drew Butler, joined alongside Mark Zeno. I've been bringing you breaking news every time I come back for a segment, but I just got the surprise that will make my Friday. Coming up next, a close friend of mine, a great golfer, a very handsome fella, and the best soccer commentator in the country. Joining us now, Taylor Twellman, lead commentator for the MLS on Apple TV, and of course, former U.S. national team member, joins us now to talk some Atlanta United and MLS. Taylor, how are you, my friend? Happy Friday.
Good, dude. What's going on? Do I have to Venmo you for that intro or no?
Yes, you do. I will invoice you right after we hang up, but it is awesome talking to you. Missed you out in Arizona earlier this week, but the Atlanta United hosting Inter Miami Sunday at 7 p.m. right here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Of course, we are the flagship of the Atlanta United, and all supporters are wondering, will Lionel Messi be playing?
He played last night. He played last night, surprisingly, in Jamaica. Terrible field conditions. The tie was over at 4-0, and yet he played, 25 minutes. So I'd be shocked if he doesn't play Sunday night in Atlanta, just because with the World Cup qualifying break coming up for Argentina, they're playing against Brazil. I'll be shocked if he's not at least on the bench prepared to play 30 minutes or so.
Taylor, the pride of the University of Maryland Terrapins. I want to get your thoughts on the Terps as they head into the tournament before we get out of here. But let's look at the other side of the ledger here for Atlanta United. Latte Lath, questionable as well. If Messi goes and Latte doesn't, I mean, how much of an advantage is that for Miami?
Miami's more than Lionel Messi. So the reality is the last 16 games Messi hasn't played, they won 13 or 14 of them. So they're as good of a team as you'll see in this league. They've done a great job of being diverse in their attack. They've done a great job of just being young while also having the four Barcelona boys fill in the gaps. And so, listen, Latte Lott is, you can make an argument if he misses Sunday. I'll be shocked if he does. But you still got a couple days left, and with him coming out of concussion protocol, anything can happen. But I will be shocked if he's not available. If he's not, that's a huge loss because they don't really have anyone else that can put the ball in the back of the net consistently. They got other guys, but the other guys are more complimentary versus their talisman.
A little bit of a rivalry brewing between Inter Miami and Atlanta United as well. United are 5-1-1 in their last seven matches against Inter Miami and notably knocked them out of the MLS Cup playoffs a year ago. Would you expect that trend to continue? Because obviously at that point, Inter Miami is going in there with a little bit of subconscious thinking about how can we go in and take care of business.
Yeah, I think last year's surprise result, you know, it's the biggest upset in MLS playoff history, the way Atlanta United beat Miami based on where they finished in the season, based on the names on the roster and whatnot. So listen, Miami's got, I hate to say it this way, but it's a simple way of saying they've got bigger fish to fry. They want to win MLS Cup. They want to win trophies. Are they disappointed? Do they have a point to prove? Absolutely. But I don't think at the forefront of Miami's mind is, oh my goodness, we lost to Atlanta. No, oh my goodness, we dropped an egg and we lost MLS Cup and we didn't even get out of the first round. So I think there's bigger question marks for Atlanta. For three halves this year, they've looked like arguably the best team in the East. And for three second halves this year, they've looked like a team that might miss the playoffs. There's a real disjointedness to this team. They're unorganized at times. So I'm intrigued to see Atlanta. I thought they did a real good job in the offseason of really going out, spending money on the right players there, but yet the camaraderie's not there. This is an interesting game for me. I'm intrigued to see what Atlanta United looks like against a better opponent.
Does that fall on Atlanta United manager?
Yeah, I mean, naturally it does, but I think it's way too soon to get anywhere down the line. Dyla's won an MLS Cup in New York City. He's only been there for three games. I think that question's got to be asked June and July. If it's still a trend, then obviously you got to ask questions of the manager and how he can right the ship. I think it's way too early to question whether or not he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, and last season it was almost the opposite. They'd get off to such slow starts and have to fight their way back late in to games. Three goals through three matches so far this season, but Taylor, those three goals all came in the first game. Before we move on to some basketball talk, I got to ask you, what's the outlook for the rest of the season for Atlanta United?
I think Atlanta United should have aspirations at the minimum of having a home playoff game. Yeah. I think they've got to finish in the top four or five of the playoffs. And if not, then you can make an argument then they fell below expectation. Now, that doesn't mean they can't make a run in the playoffs, but you've got to make Mercedes-Benz home field advantage again. You've got to own it in the way they've spent money. I look at Atlanta, Cincinnati, Inter Miami. I look at those three being the trendsetters, Columbus being in that mix as well of the Eastern Conference and maybe even Major League Soccer as a whole.
All right, Taylor. It's a good time to be a Maryland Terrapin. This basketball team looks as good as it has since the national championship team of 2002, which is actually after your time, which is crazy to think because you don't look that old.
No, it isn't. That would have been my senior year. But
there we go.
Oh, was it really?
There we go.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, then,
Juan Dixon was in my class.
I remember being on the court at Coalfield House back in the day. What an environment that was.
It was the best.
Before they went to the Comcast, now Xfinity Center, Coalfield House used to be one rocket place. Not only that, though, the Terps have the number one lacrosse team in the country, too.
Look at this.
In men's lacrosse. So it's a good time to be a Terrapin. But your thoughts here and the likelihood Maryland makes a deep run.
I find it interesting. I don't know about you guys. Like, these conference tournaments, when I hear people say, like, well, the result of the conference tournament really has no bearing on the seeding. Well, then why play them?
Yeah, agree.
Right? So, I'm a little confused by that narrative that's been going around. Listen, they're a second seed, if I'm not mistaken, first time since 2014 that the Terps have been that high. But the Illini can bore you to death. They can make a game ugly. So for Maryland, I think it's you got to set the tone that you want to play the game at your tempo. You want to put pressure on them to have to score points and for them not to slow the game down, all of that. So, listen, they won seven of the last eight games, if I got my numbers right, the Terps. I think you get to the Big Ten final at least. Then you're talking about real confidence, and who knows, maybe they do go on a run like Juan Dixon and company did in 02. That's a long time ago, boys, long time ago. And for your listeners, you are talking to a graduate of University of Maryland as I just graduated college in January.
Congratulations,
all right,
Taylor
there you go.
Twelman.
Yeah, Terps.
Congratulations. All right, last question before we let you go. To let everybody understand how well-rounded of an athlete you are, your last round of golf, what'd you shoot?
Dude, I'm not telling you that.
Come on. 74, it's even par, it's right around there.
The last two rounds I just played were at Tree Farm in South Carolina, one of the best places I've ever been to.
Were you with Luther?
68-68.
Woo! Told you.
Hey, I got a member guest coming up this summer if you feel like playing around here in Atlanta.
That is awesome, Taylor.
Yeah, my price is kind of high, though, Mark. You know what I mean? So,
listen, if what I pay you I can make bets on to win the thing, then it's going to be covered.
Absolutely.
There you go.
So,
yeah, then we're great.
Taylor Twellman, thanks so much for joining us, my man. Have an awesome weekend, and we'll touch base with you soon.
See you, boys.
There you go, Taylor Twellman, Apple TV MLS lead commentator. A great guy, a hell of a golfer. 68-68 at Tree Farm out in South Carolina. That is highly impressive. Speaking of golf,
have you ever broken 80?
Yes. Me? Ever broken 80?
I don't know. I don't know. When do I play golf with you?
Well, you should just take a look at me and then ask the question again.
Okay. I mean, you look like you dress like a golfer, but so does everybody else who went to the University of Georgia.
No, that's very fortunate to have grown up playing golf. So love going out there to compete.
Can we confirm that handicap?
Yeah.
What do you got?
Plus 0.7 right now.
Okay. So do you want to play in the member guest with me?
Yeah. Well, like Taylor Twellman said, I'm expensive too. So
I hope Hudson Mason isn't listening because he was supposed to play with me. Now I'm slowly upgrading to better, bigger, and better players.
All right, before we get to the break, I do need to touch on what happened Tuesday at the Players' Championship. If you have not seen, Tuesday was a practice round at the Players' Championship down at TPC Sawgrass. Rory McIlroy, Mark, was teeing off on the 18th hole. Yep. He hit a ball into the water, and a fan behind him reportedly chirped him and said, just like at 2011 at the Masters. Famously, Rory McIlroy shot a 40-plus on the back nine of the Masters when having a multiple-shot lead. Entering into the second nine, he collapsed. Rory McIlroy hits his second tee shot. Mark Zeno, he turns around, goes up to the fan, says, can I see your phone? The fan kind of stunningly doesn't know what's going on. He hands Rory McIlroy the phone. Rory then walks away, hands the phone to a security guard, orders the security guard to throw out this fan. But guess what? The fan was a University of Texas golfer named Luke Potter. The University of Texas golf team was in town playing a collegiate tournament across the street from TPC Sawgrass, in which they won. This guy was the low medalist of the tournament. So this college golfer won a college golf tournament across the street, was at the practice round of the Players, chirped Rory McIlroy, and McIlroy had him tossed and confiscated his phone. It's becoming a huge story. Texas's golf coaches had to make statements about it. Luke Potter talked to the Golf Channel yesterday and apologized, and a reporter asked Rory McIlroy about it yesterday and said, can I ask you, Rory, about the incident? And Rory McIlroy said, no, you cannot.